The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What event did you think you would never attend, but you ended up going to? And did you love it or did you hate it? 206-803-ROCK. Tim from Puyallup, you went to a sporting event. What was it?
I went to my oldest stepson's wrestling match. I grew up playing basketball, and, you know, basketball versus wrestling, you never got that love. But going to a wrestling match for the first time, not knowing anything about it, it was absolutely amazing. Just to see the dedication and the spirit come out of him when he was down and out. I've got to see him wrestle one tournament and win it, and he won his last tournament, which nice. I was extremely proud. So, you know, being a father of eight, especially during the wintertime, you got orchestra concerts, you got knowledge bowls, you got all these different things, and I always thought I would be, you know, dreading running from time to time, but I couldn't be any happier being a father of eight and having all these different events.
Oh, Tim, you rock. But, every day. Okay, $1 million question, though. How long are your bathroom breaks in your house? I feel like you got to disappear for a minute or two at least.
You know, honestly, I like to poop on company time.
You rock, Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
I'm with them. I never thought I'd enjoy going to ballet classes with my daughter. Like, never in a million years. And here I am looking forward to tonight's tap dance and tomorrow's ballet. Monday and Tuesday have become my two favorite nights of the week.
Dance, Dad, Steve.
I'm waiting for that to end.
It will.
It doesn't get cute. It just gets annoying and more annoying and more annoying.
Once it stops being cute and starts being serious is when I might tap out.
Yeah.
Because right now it's just like chaos on the dance floor and I'm all in for it.
Oh,
but
yeah.
When it actually is like serious, I don't know.
206-803-ROCK. What is something that you never thought you would attend, but you ended up going to? Brian from Puyallup, what was the competition you attended?
Hey, first off, McZ, you got a party in the parking lot with all the fathers at those dog shows that aren't into the dog shows.
I didn't see any
party down there.
I didn't see anybody tailgating. That would have been awesome.
It's happening. But I went to a beauty school competition. I was with a girl at the time, and apparently if you're in beauty school, you can go to these competitions and, you know, you get 10 minutes to do this crazy hairstyle, and everybody's tweaked out on hairspray, and it's wild.
Kind of like the poodles at the dog show.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking of.
That's awesome.
Rock on, Brian.
Someone texted in and said, my wife's a quilter and a gardener, and she likes to do quilt and garden expos. I have more fun attending these with her than I thought I would. But on the flip side, I'm a huge Star Trek fan, and when MoPop had the Star Trek exhibit, she wasn't looking forward to going, but admits she enjoyed looking at some stuff much more than she thought she would.
That's fun balance right there.
And earlier I mentioned how I figured that if Sarah was going to be a breed of dog, she would be a poodle. But somebody texted in and said, on a serious note, Sarah would not be a poodle. She would be a golden doodle. Nice to everybody. Happy as can be, but clumsy and dopey as hell.
Yeah. LOL. And that's what you have, right?
That is what DJ is. And you know what? This texter is absolutely right.
Oh.
Here for a party. Not sure when she's going to run into a wall, but she's here for a party.
Yes, that is me.